Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of today's edition of The Sting of Stang. And let me urge you, ladies and gentlemen, go to newswithviews.com after the broadcast, newswithviews.com. That, of course, is where my pieces appear, my magazine pieces. You will find my latest piece there at newswithviews.com. And I strongly encourage you to go there and take a look at it, see what you think. It's entitled, Why We Are Losing and How We Can Win. Why We Are Losing. Let's see, is that the title of it? Yes. That is the title of it, Why We Are Losing and How We Can Win. If you go to newswithviews.com and look at the top of the page there, you'll see a picture of a really an unusually handsome man. You just click on that picture, it'll take you to my piece, Why We Are Losing and How We Can Win. And then I make the point, ladies and gentlemen, have you had this experience? I've had it many times. I've heard patriots for years say, you know, we've got the best people. We've got a population that is more aware of what is going on than any other population on Earth, more aware of the conspiracy for world government. We are armed to the eyeballs. We have the U.S. Constitution. We outnumber the conspiratorial enemy as grains of sand on the beach outnumber a couple of specks of lint. Why are we losing? Have you ever heard this? I've heard this so many times. Why are we losing? In this piece, I urge you to take a look at, I suggest a reason for your consideration that we are losing in the face of the fact that if you look at the sides, if you look at the various things on both sides, you will see that we should be winning. People are scratching their heads. We're losing. Why? Why are we losing? My thought in this piece, I recommend to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are losing because not enough Americans really understand what this is all about, really understand what we are fighting. What are we fighting? Many people, I think probably it's true, most people, you hear them calling up different talk radio shows. Most people think we are fighting corruption. And corruption certainly is one element, one aspect of the problem that we face. Greed. Yes, certainly greed is a factor. You hear all about, constantly about the Wall Street huge monster companies, Goldman Sachs, multi-billions, trillions of dollars. You hear about that all the time. During the past hour, we talked about Cliff Kincaid's brilliant piece about Timothy the Crook Geithner, our new Secretary of the Treasury. Let's take a break. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Alan Stang.
Go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, alanstang.com. Click on store at the top of the page. Scroll down to a book called Not Holier Than Thou, one of my books. Not Holier Than Thou, of course, is a book about the infiltration of the Republican Party by organized sodomy. And it shows, it proves, incontrovertibly, that the sodomites have been infiltrating the Republican Party top to bottom, wall to wall, since as far back as the Reagan administration, when organized sodomy was conducting tours of the White House at 1 a.m. while the president was asleep in the building. You've got faggots conducting guided tours at 1 a.m. of the White House. How much clout would you need in order to be allowed to do that? It's all in the book, Not Holier Than Thou, which you will find at my website, alanstang.com. It's just one of the many books you'll find there. Go to the site, alanstang.com. Click on store. Scroll down to the cover. You'll see a pink elephant. You'll see a pink elephant in a closet on the cover of the book, Not Holier Than Thou. Take a look. Any questions, give us a ring. We'd be happy to answer them. It all starts at my website, alanstang.com. alanstang.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're looking at the piece you will find today at newswithviews.com, in which I set forth my thoughts about why we are losing. We are obviously losing despite all of the things that we have going for us patriots, for us Americans. We are losing. We have an illegal alien sitting in the Oval Office, a man who should be deported, not inaugurated. He's sitting in the Oval Office. Why? How does this happen? Go back to another piece I did about the Great Siege of Malta. You will find it at my site, alanstang.com. Go there and you'll find it, that piece, the Great Siege of Malta. This is 1565. The Christians hold the island of Malta. In 1565, the Muslims arrive. There are 9,000 Christians. The Muslims arrive with more than 40,000 men, and at that time, the latest technology. They are going to take over. They are going to seize control of the island. The Christians, of course, at the Great Siege of Malta, won. Why? Why did they win? As I say in that piece, in this piece I'm talking about, they won because they got mean, because they fought all out with no apology, because they fought to the death. Why did they fight to the death? Because they knew that had they not done that, they would have been killed. The besieging Muslims would have exterminated them. They fought like that because they had nothing to lose. Now, again, today you have so many people who think we're fighting greed, we're fighting corruption, and we are. Yes, that is true. But those are just aspects of the problem. And the problem is compounded by the fact that you are surrounded by Republic crud frontmen, silky frontmen, constantly telling you, if we elect enough Republicans, the problem would be solved. Isn't that what they say? That's the solution. These people have led patriots to two back-to-back total disasters, electoral disasters. The only thing they have to say right now is, send us more money so we can reorganize and defeat Democrats. That's all they have to say. There's no change in personnel. There's no change in policy. Just send more money, support us, do as we say, and that would be the solution. So, of course, that complicates the problem. It makes it harder to see what's really happening. What we are fighting right now, and I think this is why we're losing, not enough people understand this. Yes, we are fighting the corporate state, also known as fascism, a Mussolini combination of multinational corporations and government. Yes, that's closer to what we actually are fighting, but it still falls short. What we are fighting right now, my friends, is a literal battle to the death, exactly akin to the battle that the Christian warriors were fighting in the Siege of Malta in 1565. Exactly analogous to that battle, we are fighting a literal battle to the death. The man with the gun who has just stepped out of the alley is not saying, your money or your life. I wish he were. Remember the old, maybe some of you are old enough to remember Jack Benny. Or maybe you've seen some of his shows on YouTube. Remember Jack Benny, world famous comedian, he had a routine. A guy steps out of an alley with a gun, your money or your life. A long time passes. Benny says, I'm thinking, I'm thinking. He of course, had built a reputation in his show business character as a cheapskate. But that's not what the man with the gun is saying. He's not saying your money or your life. He is saying your money and your life. He wants it all, your money, your property, your country, everything. He is coming to kill you. How do we know that? Well, one example would be, and I know that many of you listening to me, if you're listening to me right now, you know this. They meet regularly in actual meetings. One place they meet is the Gorbachev Foundation, run by Mike Gorbachev, former Soviet dictator and boss of the KGB, who metamorphosed, remember, when he came here. After the Soviets said they collapsed, he came here. Now he's an environmentalist. You remember Mike Gorbachev? He's the guy with the mark of Cain on his bald pate. They meet, and they say at these meetings that they want to exterminate a huge portion of the Earth's population. Who meets? Who meets at these meetings? Well, for example, George H.W. Bush, Ted the Traitor Turner, is that high enough for you, powerful enough for you? These are the folks who meet at these sessions. At one session, a professor opted for exterminating 90% of the Earth's population. Of course, he's an extremist. You have moderates at these meetings. They only want to exterminate a mere 30% of the population. 30% of 6 billion. They tell us we have 6 billion people these days. 30% would add up to a mere 1,200,000,000 of the Earth's present population exterminated. How would they do that? How would you exterminate 1,200,000,000 people or more? Remember, the 30%. Speculation is just is the bottom end, the low end of the number of people. They haven't decided, as far as I know yet, how many people they are going to exterminate. How would they do that? They haven't said yet, but remember that Hitler and Mao were pretty good at extermination, but Hitler, toward the end there, we're told, was working at it around the clock. They succeeded only in killing millions. Mao Zedong killed probably at least 100 million people. Chicken feed. We're talking about killing at least 1,200,000,000 people. How do we know that? Well, this is what they say, isn't it? And they're quite serious. This is not a joke. Now, you add to all of that the Halliburton civilian prison camps around the country, fully staffed, garnished with barbed wire, waiting for whom? Certainly not for illegal aliens. There are no illegal aliens there. No one is there yet. We do know about the coffins. We do know about the lists. You can go to YouTube. You can see the practiced gun grabbing sessions they conducted after Katrina in New Orleans. Remember the old lady with the pea shooter and the California swatsters who took her down in her home? Remember? You saw that. Let's take a break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala. in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Alan Stang.
We talk daily, ladies and gentlemen, we talk daily about the different aspects of the conspiracy. The conspirators are denying you energy, of course. Without sufficient energy, you can't run your business. You can't survive. They are registering your animals. We talked about that just a couple of days ago over these microphones. They are taking control, total control of your food. They are confiscating your pensions, destroying your dollar. They are taking your property. They are deporting your jobs. They are preparing to disarm you. Add all this up, and where do you come out? If they succeed in all this, you would be a slave. Your slavery would make Nat Turner's old plantation look like a five-star hotel. Of course, you could get lucky. You could be one of those they decide to exterminate. Remember, they're planning to exterminate, we know, at least 1,200,000,000 people. You could be among them. They don't care about facts. Facts are irrelevant. They don't care how many thousands of genuine scientists say global warming is a total fraud. Global warming is their plan. They will implement it. They don't care how many scientists denounce them. We have a biracial usurper in the Oval Office, elected by white people, But the conspirators maintain their imposition of white guilt without pause, as if Simon LeBrie has been elected. This is what we are up against. Let's take a call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go out to Colorado. Ed, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
So far, so good.
Well, I'm an avid reader of your columns with News with Views. You and Edwin Vieira both are attacking this problem. And I'd like to suggest to your readers and your listeners that perhaps they could start close to home in attacking this problem by forming neighborhood committees of safety, reverting back to the old militia idea.
Okay, well, Ed, what I would suggest along that front, this is a very helpful suggestion. Go to Dr. Vieira's columns. Now, of course, Dr. Vieira has been my guest more than once.
Yes.
Go to Dr. Vieira's columns at News with Views. You will find not just one, but a series of columns about the militia. And remember, when you talk about Dr. Edwin Vieira, you talk about a supreme constitutional authority. I think I'm on firm ground when I say that there isn't anybody alive who knows more about the Constitution than Dr. Edwin Vieira.
And I would have to agree.
Yes, and he's got a series of columns which will tell you exactly the constitutional legal basis for the militia, and will tell you exactly how to revive, to restore the militia that the Constitution mentions. It's all there in these columns. So I think Ed has got a great suggestion here, Ed. I thank you so much.
If I could make one more comment.
Yes, go ahead, Ed.
Concerning this whole thing with the militia, for your listeners, there is a conference call tonight with Dr. Edwin Vieira.
And is there?
Yes, I have the number and the caller ID number, if I could give it to you.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, the number to call for this, and they're going to be discussing the committees of safety tonight, is 724-444-7444. That number again is 724-444-7444. And the caller ID or PIN number is 35794. That call is tonight from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard.
Okay, let me repeat this, Ed. And by the way, let me reconfirm. If people do this, they will get to hear Dr. Vieira himself.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, here's the info, ladies and gentlemen. Ed's got a beautiful speaking voice, so I'm sure this is unnecessary, but just in case, I'll repeat it. The number is 724-444-7444. The PIN number is 35794, and it's tonight Eastern Time from 9 to 11. And I wasn't aware of this myself. Ed, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. This is going to be Dr. Edwin Vieira talking about the restoration of the militia. Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you for all that you do, Alan.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Ed in Colorado, great call from Ed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, thank you for calling, Ed. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take another break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johngliha.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Here again, Alan Stang.
In California, ladies and gentlemen, in California, a lady went into a doctor, one of the doctors associated with Ego Research. She presented with stage 4 breast cancer, a black suppurating mass in one of her breasts. Now, of course, there is no stage 5 cancer. Stage 5, you're dead. So here she is. She's got stage 4 breast cancer. She had refused all medical treatment. No surgery, no chemo, no radiation, but here she's got this problem, this black suppurating mass in one of her breasts. The doctor put her on The Guardian, the Eagle Research electronic frequency balancing instrument designed and marketed by Eagle Research, put her on The Guardian. She would come into the doctor for a Guardian session a few times a week. Within approximately 3 months, the cancer was completely absorbed and disappeared. The lady was completely restored to health. She had no medical treatment, no surgery, no chemo, no radiation, no medical treatment. Of course, The Guardian, remember, is not medical treatment. It doesn't diagnose anything. It certainly does not heal, treat, or cure anything. It simply helps the body through the use of these electronic frequencies to balance its frequencies. Everything is frequencies, remember. Everything is composed of electronic frequencies. The subatomic particle physicists tell us that that is the basic unit, that the basic unit of matter is an electronic frequency. So that's what the Guardian is working on. It's not a medical device. And that was the happy ending to this story. Now, of course, remember, we have to add here, there is absolutely no way to guarantee, there's no way that Eagle could promise that if you have stage 4 breast cancer and you use the Guardian, you will get the same result. There's no way to know that. And that is why the way Eagle does its business is you buy it, you use it for 30 days to see whether anything is going to happen. 30 days is long enough so that if something is going to happen, it will at least begin in 30 days. If it doesn't, if there's no change, if there's no benefit, if nothing happens, you simply return the instrument, Eagle will refund your money. Most people are happy doing business like that. Go to my website. Everything starts there, alanstang.com. Take a look. See what you think. You'll see pictures of the Guardian. You can read about it. Any questions, call us. We'd be happy to answer them. It all starts at my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. Again, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that at the recent coronation of also known as Marxist preacher Joseph Lowery, who was a founder along with communist Martin L. King of the Red Southern Christian Leadership Conference, he spoke from the dais at the coronation of, quote, that day when black will not be asked to get in back and when white will embrace what is right, end quote. Of course, the statement, I'm sure, left many people scratching their heads. Where are black people today asked to get in back? Where is that happening in this country? Blacks are not only in front, they're on top, aren't they? But according to this lifelong punk pseudo-preacher, white still is not right. Wasn't also known as elected by white people? So this proves, ladies and gentlemen, that these race pimps will never let whitey up. Hey, it's such a lucrative racket. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Now, by the way, along these lines, remember the Communist News Network, their star performer, the Communist News Network, is the orange-haired moron Larry King. Now, of course, this may not be fair because it's generally understood that Larry King is senile. Did you happen to see a while back Larry King was interviewing one of the surviving Beatles? During the interview, Larry forgot which one of the Beatles he was talking to and addressed him as one of the others. Needless to say, his galaxy famous guest was offended. I guess if you are one of the surviving Beatles, you have the right to assume that every conscious human being on the planet knows who you are. Except Larry King. Larry King, it says here, is working on marriage number 7. Hey, Larry, are you able, if you were asked, are you able within 60 seconds to name all your wives? He's a serial polygamist. He does have an 8-year-old son. He's Larry, by the way, he's 75 years old. He has an 8-year-old son named Cannon. Cannon. Congratulations, Larry. Did you do that yourself or did you have help? Larry King reports that his son Cannon says he would like to be black. He would like to be black. Remember the other day, Robert Reich, Secretary of Labor for Billy Bubba's line. He says we have to rebuild our infrastructure, but the federal handouts for the purpose should be denied to white construction workers. We've talked about this. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go on endlessly. It doesn't matter who is elected. It would not matter if every top job in the country, obviously, if were occupied by a black. We still would be hearing about denying these jobs to white construction workers, about how black is in, white is out, and so on, about the back of the bus. Again, it's such a lucrative racket. Why end it? Of course, the problem with the white construction workers, if you drive through one of these infrastructure projects, bridges, roads, and so on, I notice most of the workers I see there seem to be white construction workers. Now, of course, you could hire someone else. We could bring in illegal aliens who don't know how to operate a commode and have them do the welds on the bridges. They could start up in the cities. Remember the bridge that collapsed in the cities? So again, what I'm talking about, let's return to the main point of all this, ladies and gentlemen. We are losing America because not enough of us know what we are fighting. We are fighting a battle to the death. That's what this is all about. We don't want to fight such a battle. Of course, I understand that. I don't want to fight such a battle. We would prefer the give and take, the corruption and compromise of normal politics. I know that. But ladies and gentlemen, if someone is determined to kill you, if someone is determined to kill you, then your choice is simple. Your only choice is to lie down and die or to kill him. Am I correct? Now, along these lines, and again, I'm browsing through my article, my magazine article on the subject, which you will find today at newswithviews.com. Go there after the broadcast. Take a look. Read it for yourself. It will stick with you better if you read it. One way to understand this, there are many ways. One good way I like would be to compare the behavior of the two sides in Lincoln's communist war to destroy the Union. Remember? The Yankees came out to First Manassas as if to a picnic. It was going to be an afternoon's diversion. That's what the Yankees thought. In fact, the ladies came out from Washington. They came from Washington for the battle. The ladies came along in summer finery bearing snacks. It was going to be like a picnic, an afternoon diversion. The Yankees would quickly whip the upstart rebels and go home. It would be an afternoon's diversion, an afternoon's entertainment. They didn't know that at Manassas they would find Stonewall Jackson, and that Stonewall Jackson would stand like a stone wall. At Manassas, the Americans sent the Yankees fleeing in disorder back to Washington. It was a total rout. Golly, the ladies must have been quite inconvenienced. They must have had to pack up their picnic gear in quite a rush, get everything packed up and skedaddle back to Washington. It must have been quite an inconvenience for the ladies. We apologize, ladies. Now, consider this. Had this really been a civil war, that's what the Yankees call it, correct? A civil war? Had this really been a civil war in which both sides were contending to control the national government, that's what a civil war is, right? You've got two or more sides. They are contending to control the national government in a country. You've got a civil war. Had this really been a civil war, had Jackson and the others understood what they were really fighting, the Americans would have pursued the fleeing Yankee rabble all the way back to Washington, overthrown the perverted government, arrested Lincoln and the other imperialists, given them fair trials before hanging, and restored the Union, which the Yankees were fighting to destroy. They could have done this. Nothing was standing in front of them. Remember, the Yankees were fleeing, not like a military force, but like a disorganized rabble. So complete was the rout. Remember John Greenleaf Whittier, who touches a hair of yon gray head, dies like a dog. March on, he said. Robert E. Lee, like Jackson, a sublime Christian gentleman, invaded the North. He forbade military depredations against civilians, remember? Of course, how could you attack civilians if you are a sublime Christian gentleman, Robert E. Lee? The policy of the Yankees, led by General William T. Sherman, was just the opposite, to terrorize civilians in every way, from rape to robbery to wanton destruction. The victims included many blacks, by the way. Many blacks were victimized by Sherman. Lee forbade reprisals. Now, think about this. Think about this. You can't negotiate with someone like Sherman. You can't compromise with someone like Sherman. Sherman was not a man. He was a satanic communist monster, a beast from the pit. If you choose to live, you can do only one thing with such a monster, however much you may not like it. The problem was that Jackson and Lee, the immortals, did not understand until it was too late what they were fighting. Had they understood, the war would no doubt have ended quite differently. In 1870, speaking of Reconstruction, Lee was talking to former Confederate governor of Texas, Fletcher Stockdale. Lee told Governor Stockdale, he said, "Governor, if I had foreseen the use of those people designed to make of their victory, if I had foreseen the use those people designed to make of their victory, there would have been no surrender at Appomattox Courthouse. No, sir, not by me. Had I foreseen these results of subjugation, I would have preferred to die at Appomattox with my brave men, my sword, in my right hand." That is what we have here, friends. We are at Quezon. We are at the Alamo. Someone has broken into your home and is threatening to hurt your wife or your daughter. That's what this is all about. If you make nice, if you just keep making nice, that is not going to be good enough. Let's take a call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go up to the Empire State, New York. Michael, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hello, Alan. Sir, always great to hear your show, Alan. Thank you so much for what you do as a patriot to save our country. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Alan, I just want to mention regarding the Civil War that it's more, a little more complex as well than what you're portraying. I mean, we know the British came back after us in 1812. They really didn't go away. They weren't giving up on the colonies. 1812, they invade us, catch us with our pants down. Thank God for Andy Jackson. And, of course, the divine protection that afforded the Founding Fathers and Andy Jackson, as well as General...
Michael, hold that thought. Hold that thought, if you would. We'll take a break. We'll come right back to you here at the Sting of Stang. Stay with us.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, Michael in New York, please go ahead and finish that thought for us.
Thank you, sir. And so after 1812, it was obvious the British didn't walk away, and General Jackson and General Armistead defending Baltimore prevented that invasion. And so now we come up to the Civil War time frame, and By then, the British exploited the slavery economics of the South by getting cheap resources, bringing it back home, running it through their industrial textile mills, and selling it back to the Southerners and the Northerners for a good profit. And so they exploited that simultaneously in the South now. No question about it. There was a lot of rivalry and all kinds of un-American activity in the North as well. And there was constantly a force trying to divide the Union, Alan. That's my point. From the beginning of the foundation in this great country, there was always a foreign agent trying to divide us. And so in the South, they had the Order of the Golden Circle, or the Knights of the Golden Circle. Now, they wanted to break away from the North and merge
with... All right, now, Michael, I recognize all of this, but let me just suggest to you, you are introducing such a big subject here now at the end of the show, and we really don't have time to get into it, although I know what you're talking about. It is utterly fascinating. Let me ask you to call back on another occasion, call back tomorrow, early, so we have more time to discuss this.
Very good, Alan. I sure will.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your call. Good call from Michael in New York. Let's go to the Lone Star State, Texas. Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on the air with Alan Stain.
Yeah, great show. God bless you. Yeah, I was going to say that we go all back to the Alamo, not to mention in the Civil War battles, won and lost. And in some of the Civil War battles, the Catholics, being the soldiers we were fighting, had the green flag next to the Stars and Stripes. They were fighting because they were Catholics and for no other reason, whether they won or lost individual battles. That's what they were fighting for.
And which battle are you talking about, Dan?
It was on the History Channel. I think it was Antietam. I'm not sure which one. Lincoln hired a bunch of thugs and the prisons and rapers and murderers from all over Europe to be soldiers from the Catholic prisons in Europe and used them for an entire army. They got their butts kicked, too, because they lost like those cowards and drunks and punks they were. They lost that particular battle. But during the occupying forces, they used to, for years after the Civil War was over, they called it the Reconstruction. They burned food and crops to starve Southerners to death, black and white. But we'll never know how many Southerners.
Well, there was one interesting, Dan, one very interesting aspect to all this, which I've written about and talked about, and that is that the Yankee forces were loaded with leaders who were actual communists who had escaped from Europe after the Revolution of 1848. Remember, when they tried to seize power, they failed, and so they had to escape the police. And so you had many, many communists, actual communists, real communists, came here and became top officers in the Yankee military, generals, colonels.
I did not know.
I've written at length about that. I've talked about it at length. And if you go to the writings of Al Benson, for example, Scroogle Al Benson Jr., and you'll see a wealth of material there about the communist infiltration between 1848 and 1861. By 1861, our country was riddled with these communists who had escaped Europe in 1848, and I think that is a big part of what you're talking about, Dan.
Do you have a website yourself, sir?
Yes, go to alanstang.com. Alanstang.com is my website. All right, Dan, thank you for your call. Please keep listening. Welcome aboard. Please keep listening and call again. That's another edition of The Sting of Stang. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
With recent internet